and 2 will walk you testing.
OIQ, KC2WI.
Yeah, am I getting through clear, Pete? You hear me good?
Yeah, you're full quieting. How am I?
Yeah, a little, bad. But, not too bad, though. Okay, thanks, Pete, because I got to do that here right now, I guess. Good evening, this is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black River by ServiceNet. My name here is Dan. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomer Amateur Club Repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is informing that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? The next Boomer Amateur Club next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Flat Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any Echo Link stations out there which would like to check in? Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echo Link from Milford, New York tonight.
KD2FPM, Kevin James, good evening. How are you doing this evening? Go ahead.
Hey, not doing too bad here tonight. Just a friend of mine helping me doing some U-joints on the front end of my Jeep, just hanging out. Hey, just want to let everybody know that on Monday, May 18th, the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club will be hosting their their meeting that'll be in Oneonta at the Fox Care Center, and it will begin at 6:30 p.m. and we will have a swap. 7 p.m. is the regular monthly meeting, and after the meeting, we're going to have a talk held by the Vice President Brian Webster, N2KGC. This month's topic is going to be on Skywarn. So if you want, you all are welcome, even without a license, and we'll be at Route 7 east of Oneonta at the Fox Care Center, and we'll monitor the 146-850. This is KD2FPM, back to net.
Okay, very good, Kevin James, and that information there for sure. So very good. Here, the weather's a bit cooler today than it has been the last few days, but still it was a nice day out though. Very windy. So, okay, very good, Kevin James. Thanks a lot for checking in the scene. We'll talk to you later. Any other Echo Links would like to check in, please call now.
KD2AIT repeater, good evening. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB Bill in Warndale, and we're checking in through the Echolink system. Good evening.
KA3TFB Bill, go ahead. How you doing this evening? How is the weather down your way?
Roger, Roger, fine business here. I think I got a sunburn on the back of my neck because it's sore back there. Anyway, I can think that happened is working on a trailer the other day out in that hot sun without a hat on. I think I burnt my back of my neck. Anyhow, the rainstorms have passed since last night and cooled everything down. So we're going to stay cool here for a while. We'll take it. And I wish everyone a good evening there, and especially the station ahead of me there on Echolink, top of the day to you. And thanks for being there, and we're going to tip my hat, and we'll be in listening mode. KA3TFB, back over to Net Control.
Hey, okay, pretty good, Bill. Would you repose there this evening? Yeah, it was cooler here than it has been last for a few days. And the nighttime temperatures are supposed to be cooler, too. I think it's supposed to be down to 40 tonight and possibly down to 30s tomorrow night. So, but anyway, then after that, it's supposed to warm right back up again. Day, night, both. So that won't be too bad. Okay, pretty good, Bill. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. Any other echo links you'd like to check in, please call now. Any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is N20IQ, that's sort of a black and white service net. We'll now take all weather members and guests. Please call now.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
KA2ZNZ.
WA2U.
KC2YXN.
Okay, my colleague's back. I might have him on the line once they call them, but then or anybody makes corrections here. Okay, got KC2WI, KD2AIT, KD2ZNZ, WA2U, and KC2YXN. Did I get that right? And any other stations like to check in?
As far as AOW mobile, no traffic test.
And N5AOW, in and out, giving Bob. So, okay, we're back to the top of the list. KC2WI, giving Pete, how are you doing this evening?
KC2WI, well, I'm still working on the list, the endless list of things to do. Right now I'm trying to write everything down on my calendar, particularly the weekend. There's just so much going on. We've got, not going to be too long before field day comes up. Got Speculator, Hamilton County Club is going to be doing radio communications for the Speculator Pilots Reunion in June. There's June 6th and 7th, there's an AUXCOM course, I'm thinking. I don't know if I really want to tie up the whole weekend. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. And I'm trying to see if I could find a Saturday, a weekend in there, then maybe we could have some kind of a meeting or something here. And the only one I can come up with that I'm available is, Labor Day, but that's not a good one. May 30th. And maybe I can talk to you about that later. Other than that, yeah, just pretty much a work day here, a little bit of sidetracking with, the continuing saga of the RF interference and a little bit of testing and some phone calls and stuff like that. And yeah, it was pretty windy off and on, and temperature, I don't know. I think it kind of, you know, in a way, I don't know if it was constant, but sort of dropped during the day. I think it's down to 50-something here, and it wasn't nearly that cold this morning, that's for sure. Although it didn't rain as much as I thought, but maybe we're going to get some more tomorrow. KC2WI.
Okay, Brigham P, on your report this evening. Yeah, about that you were mentioning there, May 30th. Well, yeah, get with me and we'll see what we can do for sure. So, okay, very good. Have a good night, Pete. We'll talk to you later. We'll go on to KD2AIT, giving Jeff an hour's everything with you this evening.
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. Everything's pretty good here. Been working most of the day. Cooled off. Quite breezy there for a while. I guess it is supposed to get cool here next couple nights. Got some of the plants in that we can put out on the deck there, but the rest of them got a chance. I don't think they're going to get too low. But we'll see. If I see the thermometer dropping down, I might have to turn a sprinkler on in the garden or something. We'll see what happens. But anyway, not much else going on. We'll turn it back to the net. KD2AIT.
Okay, Bridget, Jeff, there are any reports this evening. And yeah, the cool night's coming and stuff. Yeah, let's wait and see what happens. We have got nothing planned here yet, so we'll be all right here. I guess there's some problems here starting to come up outside, but hopefully, you know, they survive it for sure. So, okay, very good. Yeah, here the next few days I'm busy, tomorrow I'm taking my camping trailer, travel trailer down to get some tires put on it, down some Vines Falls tire, and then Thursday, things all go according to plans. I'm going to go to a bunch of fronts down in Watertown with a bunch of the inventory operators down there. Then Friday, I'm going back to Watertown. New York State Volunteer Fire Police Association convention this weekend down in Watertown. But I want to go down Friday. Part of the day with that down there, because Friday night and Saturday night, me and my son are doing night duty at the St. Peter's Festival down in Lavelle, and that's going on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So anybody's down in Lavelle at the fairgrounds festival down there, food games and all kinds of stuff and rides. So it's a yearly thing. So anyway, so that's gonna be my weekend. So between night duty and what all, by Monday I'll probably sleep all day. So anyway, okay. Thanks a lot for checking in, Jeff. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, and I will go on to KA2ZNZ. Good evening, Jack, and how was everything with you this evening?
Good evening, Dan, and everybody on board. Well, things are not too bad. Calmed down finally. Quite a bit of sunshine this afternoon. But, as you mentioned, high winds, very high winds today, and the temperature has dropped considerably. We had a high of 75, and right now we're at 57. So we're dropping down kind of rapidly there. We had 1.20 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. That's with the thunderstorms that we had going through the last evening and through the night, actually. So that's about it down here. 7.3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow.
Okay, let's see if we get Jack on your report there this evening. How much rain do you say you got, Jack?
Just just under an inch and a quarter, 1.20. Okay, A through that is that.
Okay, yeah, we all I got here was 0.55. And I could hear a lot of thunder did go through here, but there weren't no lightning or anything, and I didn't see any high winds either with it coming through, so. Well, it rained pretty steady up and on throughout the night and stuff, and when I got up this morning, it was still raining. So, but then at, I don't know, 7:30 o'clock, I think it quit. But, anyways, but some places got a lot more rain than we did here, for sure. So I know just south of here, north of here, down there's a guy that does weather stuff. And he got over an inch of rain too, so they actually got almost 2 inches thing by him. So anyway, okay, pretty good, Jack. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. W2U, John, how's everything with you this evening? N2YQ.
Okay there, Dan. WA2U, and good evening to everyone on the Black River Valley Service Net. We had a great day today. Well, before I forget, I know Kevin had an announcement. I'm not sure if you need it for the 2585 repeater, but I believe the PL tone is 167.9. I think it's in one of the memory channels on the radio here, but maybe you don't even need it. I don't know, but you can write that down. Yeah, we had a good day today. Got up and started another day. We had a fellow come over who does a lot of our construction work, so got some more things for him to do. Assisting taking some trees down that are out there near the power line, so we're going to have a control taking down of them. They'll get notched, and he's got some heavy equipment to make sure they go in the right direction. I have no problem taking trees down, but not when they're close to the power line. So anyways, and then we'll get some landscaping done, and Kathy's got some stuff to do in the garden, and so we'll keep him busy for a day over here. I've known the guy for a year. And now we took the kitties up to the vet up in Boonville, so we all had a good checkup, came back. I worked on a little jig that I used to cut the logs so they're all 20 inches perfectly, so they all measure up, put this device on there and use the saw, and they all come out like they were in a machine. So made modifications to that. I was pleased to get both saws out, the steel and Husqvarna, and they both fired up. So the couple cool days might give me a chance to go out and block some wood up. Moved about 14 pallets, got them stacked up and out of the way, and Kathy was busy outside, so I don't know, I really, really enjoy this this weather. Got some parts for the wood stove, but I'm going to hold off on that. I think there might be a night or two where I kind of want to fire that up, so before I take it all apart and clean it up for the next season, I might just wait. But it was a really, really good day, and the breeze was blowing. But I'll tell you what, Dan, the bugs were out in full force. I'll tell you, they were out there. I remember the old days, used to build smudge pots. They used to help keep them away. 51 degrees here and dropping. So good night for sleeping. Turn it back over to you, Dan, and sounds like everyone's busy with all kinds of activities. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, pretty good with your report there this evening. Say, yeah, it sounds like you and Kathy are really busy today outside with this and that and all. Yeah, the bugs, oh gosh. We've seen a few up here, but not as bad as some places, I guess. But we don't need those either. The warm temperature is nice, but I guess warm temperatures bring out all the critters for sure. So, okay, pretty good, John. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll go on to KC2YXN. Kathy, how are you doing this evening? And you must be tired out and all that stuff that you and John been doing.
KC2YXN, yep, tired for sure. But, there's quite a bit of wood stacking today, so getting the pile down, trying to get caught up. Had my bug hat on, so I'm not quite a part of the food chain of I usually would. And so they love me, and I'm allergic to them. So try to keep a barrier between us. So, but it's great to hear all the different folks on the net. Very good. So I'll send it back to you, KC2YXN.
Yeah, it was a really good net tonight, Captain. Really good net for sure. So, if you're allergic to it, they ain't so good. They ain't so good. You have to be really careful, for sure. So, pretty good, Captain. Okay, talk to you later. You have a good evening. Okay, I guess we're at the bottom of the list. N5AOW, he was in and out. He was mobile, I think he said. And anyway, so any other stations wish to check in to the Black Revised Service Map, please call now.
KC2QXG.
Okay, I think I got this right. KC2USG, is that correct or not? Go ahead.
Dan, it's Quebec X-Ray Golf, and it's John in Camillus.
Okay, pretty good. In Camillus, that's a good shot. That's a good shot. So go ahead.
I just want to say good evening to everybody, and Dan, how's things going there? And yep, about 58 degrees. We had a little over an inch of rain last night, 24 hours. So windy, cool like everybody else, and not a lot going on. Getting ready for the weekend here, and hopefully get a lot of things done. So I'll turn it back to you, Dan. Thanks for picking me up on KC2QXG.
Okay, very good with your first this evening, and I caught most of that. It was a little bit in and out, but for the most part, I caught it off. So, very good. Okay, thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you another time. Is there other check-ins for the net this evening? Any commentary queries for the net, please call now. Okay, I guess as long as we're to the bottom of the list here, and we had really nice night tonight. 10 check-ins with myself, so really good that, very good that for a Tuesday evening. So I'll see you all tomorrow night. And with that, this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Revised Service Net, turn repeater back to normal use. This is N2OIQ pair.
KC2QXG, KC2WI.
KC2QXG, go ahead.
Yeah, you're a little scratchy, Sean, but I get pretty well get most of it. I haven't tried that controller yet. Trying to figure out what level of modifications are into that. I took it apart. It looks like maybe the DSP board has been installed in that.
I'm trying to remember, Pete. I think at the time they said it had some upgrades, but I don't know how far it has been upgraded. And but I think you're right. I think it did have a modification put in it. Go ahead.
I sent an email off to them, it's TimeWave that owns them now, and boy, I expected a response before now, but I haven't gotten anything. I don't know what's going on there. I know you know, years and years ago, I upgraded one of mine. That was, who originally made those? It was the AEA, I think. But, you know, they have this stuff on their website about, you know, contact us and upgrades available and all this, but I didn't get any replies. So I think there's a board in there, and the way chips look, it looks like it says that one of the chips, it says DSP something, I don't know. And the other thing I was thinking of doing, I know they have a mod that they can do it yourself, I might, the trickiest part of it would be the mechanical part. I might put a mod in there to make it, you know, USB. In other words, basically just put a USB to serial converter internal. And I'm thinking it might be possible to, you know, cut a hole in the back panel, mount the USB connector on top of the parallel port, not the parallel port, the big 25-pin serial connector in some way, you know, because you can't, everything on that is really designed to be on the board. It's not, you know, nothing's attached to the case. It's all holes through the board in the back. So I might do that. I don't know. I just haven't had the time. And, you know, I'm pretty much working and then trying to get out when it's nice. So the only way those things are going to get done this time of the year is an extended stretch of rainy weather. Over. I don't know if I lost you or you lost me or what. I didn't hear anything. KC2QXG, KC2WI.
KC2WI, KC2QXG on Echo Link. Pete, I had to switch over. I was getting you covering up your repeater here from Rochester. So they must have a net starting, and it covered everything up. I caught the last part of you saying about maybe putting the mod in for a USB port. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the things they have a kit or something for, but maybe it would be. I think it replaces the serial connector. And I don't really want to do that. I want to have the flexibility. I think that it would be really easy to, you can buy a little USB to serial, basically, you know, a USB connector in the chip on a little board, and it's about $5. So I may try that. I don't know, but what I said was, you know, I don't anticipate spending lots of time inside, you know, unless we get extended rainy days. Most of my recreational things going to be outside. I don't know, you might be interested in this, or some of the guys might. I got an email from Craig up in Jefferson County, and he got it from, I don't know where he got the info from. But there's this course, this AUXCOM, I guess it's 2 days in Oswego in the beginning of June. You know anything about that? I'm thinking I don't really want to tie up a weekend in June, but it is sort of, you know, I guess if you're gonna stay inside for a weekend during black fly season, might be a reasonable one to do it. I don't know. You know, it doesn't get me anything except the certification that nobody's going to pay me for, but it might be interesting. Over.
Yeah, Pete, I did. I did get that from our Racy's guy here. I'm thinking it was the first weekend in June. It was kind of long days. It was till 6 o'clock at night both days, Saturday and Sunday. And again, I'm really particular about tying my weekends up, especially, you know, if I like to get up to camp and be outside and that. So I think I'm going to pass on it. I wish they'd have done it during the winter, because that'd be a good excuse to go do something, you know, when it was, you know, either during the week or something. But it's going to be two long days,
And I thought it was, thought it was 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night, both days, Saturday and Sunday. So I did get that email on that from our Reese's guy, and I don't think I'm going to do it, Pete. Although it'd be interesting, and I wouldn't mind having the certification and that in it, maybe another time, but I think I'm going to dedicate myself to outdoor things, like you said. I was up last weekend again and cut a lot of firewood and stuff, so I've got some things to do outside, some firewood splitting and stuff, and with my luck, it would be a beautiful weekend, so I think I'm going to pass. Back to you.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and I think it's a deadline of May 22nd or something like that. You can't, you know, you can't look out any reasonable length and figure it. So you're kind of stuck unless you just don't go, you know, but at that point I would probably go. Yeah, it's an awful long thing, and you know, like I said, if this was, I don't know, Microsoft certification or net, you know, or something, you know, I don't know. I mean, that'd be one thing, but it's something that nobody's going to pay you for, you know, bottom line, to tie up a weekend. I've already done, I don't know if I've done the 800, I've done the 100 a couple of times, the 200. I did that, they did that, that was back when that was a classroom thing. I did that here in Port Lytton, I think. Lions Falls or something. And 700 online, I don't know, I did the 800 online. You know, and they want those four things. And then years ago I did that ARRL when they started with the emergency communications courses. They had 1, 2, and 3. I did the, you know, the 001 or whatever, and it was a lot of nonsense, really. At least that was a do it on the computer and, you know, take an hour here and an hour there. I don't know. I got to think about it. I might do it, but you're right. I mean, my mind, that's something that you want to do in, let's say, October, November, you know, maybe not the middle of winter because of traveling, but even so, you know, then a lot of people, well, that's hunting season. I don't care about that, but, you know, and I'm not sure how many hams do, but I don't know. And I'd like to find somebody who's done it and you know, find out what they think. KC2WI.
KC2QXG. Yeah, like you said, if it was an off season or it was earlier this spring, I probably would have done it. But you know, in June, well, you got field day coming up and stuff, and I think I'm gonna pass. You know, unless they really want me to go or something, I'm gonna pass. I've already committed, you know, a couple of Sundays and things to Skywarn, and just because that's what I do here for the county. So, you know, I gave a little bit of time there, but I do have my own stuff going on there. And I did, I made a 40-meter dipole, wire dipole. I just got to get some ladder line, and I think I'm going to maybe do something for field day, you know, maybe set up somewhere with the car and throw up a canopy or whatever and just spend a few hours doing that. So I kind of leave my options open, Pete. I really didn't want to tie up all my weekends. You know, I'm getting all my work done at camp there now, and so I got the rest of the summer to goof off, I guess, sort of say. I got some backpacking I wanted to do or some day trips, you know, up the Ice Cave, and so I'm going to make that happen. And so I'm doing all my work now and leaving them weekends open. So I think I'm going to pass on that one this time around. Maybe next time, or if they say it was a real good thing, maybe I'll jump in. KC2WI, KC2QX.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to talk to Tom Dick about that. I'm going to find out, because if I go, I have to stay there. Because there's no way I'm driving from here to Oswego
I might do it, you know, it's going to be a long day. I'd have to leave here, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning to be there comfortably at 8 o'clock. And there ain't no way I'm going to do that 2 days in a row. I would have to stay there overnight. So it's going to cost me some money. I got to find out from Tom if as the section emergency coordinator, if the ARRL will pay some expenses for something like that. Maybe, you know, if they won't, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do it. If they will, I might, you know, at least it's not going to cost a couple hundred bucks out of my pocket for travel and, you know, and lodging and meals and all that. If I could at least get, maybe if I stay there, if they get them to pay for me, then I might consider it. I'd kind of like to do it. It would be interesting to see. I mean, it's obviously, I got to read the thing again and find out more, but it's obviously a pretty big thing. And I don't even remember who puts it on or what. It's not an ARRL thing. I think it's like a FEMA thing or something. So that's actually fairly impressive that they, you know, gone to the trouble of something that, you know, that extensive. They obviously consider it fairly important. Anyway, we'll see about that. Did you swap radios? Did you take the 7200 and try that on in the high noise environment?
No, I didn't bring it back. I forgot it when I left, and I was there last weekend, and I wrote a note to myself to do it, and I didn't. And I didn't plan on coming up this weekend, but I'm going to. Saturday I'm going to come up. Well, in the morning I got to have a root canal done at like 7:45 or something. And when that root canal's done, I think I'm going to head up and spend Saturday and part of Sunday there. So that's the day I'll swap it out. Actually, when I go up Saturday, I'll bring the 718 with me, and I'll swap it out, see how it works up there, and bring the 7200 home, because I'm very curious to try it, see how it's going to work out. So I thought that was a good idea. And I have had quite a bit of noise the last few days here, and there weren't too bad. But it fell out one day there. I think it was Saturday in the afternoon. The band kind of fell out, and it just wasn't that good. Propagation wasn't that good. I don't know the reason, but yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing. So I am going to swap them out. Back to you, KC2WI, KC2QXG.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I think you'll find a significant, I mean quite significant improvement in the, you know, reduction of the general kind of, you know, fuzzy, noisy, hashy stuff that's generated locally. It works quite well. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was up in Lake Pleasant. I left Thursday, go to Boonville Thursdays in evening and go do the run there down with the Topaz Truckers. I left right from there and went home. It was just so hot, you know. And boy, it was really nice. No bugs and no people all weekend. I couldn't believe it. No, virtually no one on the lake, no one hiking in the farm lake, nothing. It was amazing for how nice it was. And so, you know, now I'm playing catch-up, but I don't know if it's going to be rainy. I got a ton of stuff to do here. I'm really trying to get up there all the time because my parents are getting older, and, you know, my father really likes it when I come and that, but I might, it's really crummy weather. I got so much to do, so if you're around this weekend, you know, give me a shout, maybe we can, have lunch or something, play radio for a little while. Anyway, I'm going to keep working here for a little bit, and we'll talk to you later. KC2QSG, KC2WI.
Okay. Okay, Pete. Yep. I'll throw a call out on the radio there Saturday if I head up, and I'm pretty sure I'm coming, so it's almost a guaranteed. And we'll see how the schedules look then, how you, you know, how you're doing with work and that. I just pulled that email up, and it's New York State Homeland Security and Emergency Services. That's where your registration is, through the New York State Office of Emergency Management. So, and it's the 6th and 7th of June. And there's openings for 30 people, so, and it's 8 to 6. So that's the information. I got it, and if you got the email, if you don't, let me know, and I can forward this PDF file for the from New York State on all the information and curriculum, if you want, and I can throw it to you. But yep, okay. Nice talking with you there, and I'll throw a call out Saturday if you're around, or Sunday morning, whatever, and I'll talk to you then. KC2WI, KC2QXG.
Okay. Well, the only consolation, I'll treat it as sort of a little vacation, you know, especially if I can get a few bucks for the hotel. And the only consolation is I get to go to Rudy's and have dinner. So, play tourist and, I don't know, maybe find a couple geocaches or something. Anyway, maybe we'll see you this weekend, KC2WI.
Hey, WAQ, don't forget June 6th is the Rochester Ham Fest. I just thought I'd toss that out. WAQ.
Well, there's another option. I think the last year I went to the Rochester Ham Fest was 1993. So, you know, I it's a pretty good trip though, and I don't know. Maybe if we got a few guys that would go and in a fairly big vehicle or something. But boy, that's a pretty good drive, and then you walk around the place all day, and you got to drive back. You know, I guess if you had time and money, go out there, maybe stay overnight. Do something else. Maybe I've always wanted to go down to the antique wireless museum down there in West Bloomfield or something. I've been by it years and years and years ago, but I've never been to the place. Anyway, something to think about. KC2WI.
KC2WI. Oh, we have additional traffic. Well, good evening, Jack.
Yeah, I'll make this short, because actually that reflector was on the 655 in Rochester, and it may wake me up anyways. But anyways, KA2ZNZ for Rochester. Stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic. Stations can now, please.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2WI, no traffic.
This is WA2U, good evening.
This is N2WVX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. You have a repeater stayed off long enough so I could hear you. Okay, N5AOW, hello, Bob. KC2WI. Hello, Pete. WA2U, John. N2WBX, Dennis. Thank you all for tuning in to Octane. Much appreciated. I'll make one quick additional call and give it back to you. Any additional stations for Octane? Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7 degrees to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. And you're welcome to resume your conversations, and thank you for letting me go through. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Pete, I'll wind it up with you, and good evening to Sean out there. Now I know that Pete, that's what we had to deal with all the time, that other repeater out in Rochester. just clobbers you. So, yeah, if you had a couple people to get together, but I guess it's a good time to go to a ham fest when you have no reason to really purchase anything, just walk around. Sounds like you're due, but that's one thing with the summer. There's so many different things to do and make choices, and I've gone to some of the training when I was involved with Oswego County up there and the all-day scenarios, and boy, by the time you were done, you were just, I don't know. It was a lot. It was a lot. So, well, have a good evening to all that are listening. Turn it back over to you, Pete. I had to throw that out there for just for the sake of, if there's not enough to do, there's always more. WATU. Yeah, well, if I did that, that would be the last weekend. I mean, that would fill every weekend in June, because the next weekend, you know, and there's always conflicts. About 4 years ago, after I got my 703, I said, oh, I'm going to do the VHF QSO party. You know, I can take the 703, 6 meters, sideband, and so I went up the top of Pillsbury Mountain and up the fire tower, and that was good. And by golly, wouldn't you know it, the next year is when we started doing communications for the Black Fly Challenge, which of course is the same Saturday of that VHF QSO party weekend. So that blows Saturday, so you only, and I think probably there's more activity on Saturday than Sunday. So, you know, that goes to 1 o'clock. You don't really have time to get up the top of a, you know, hike up the top of a mountain and everything. So, you know, there's a conflict. I used to go to the Ham Fest in Utica all the time. I don't know, it's been 6 or 7 years now. We're doing the communications for the Paseco Triathlon. Of course, that's the same Saturday, you know, morning. So that let that out. There's too much. And then we got in Speculator the third weekend, the weekend before Field Day, is they're trying to revive the old seaplane pilots fly-in seminar that they used to have. My father's really pushing that. Speculator Pilots Reunion, and in the old days, they used to have the seaplane pilots thing kind of at the beach of Camp of the Woods in Speculator. Well, Camp of the Woods used to be the quote-unquote religious camp, but it used to be sort of managed by some local people and the reasonable people, and the people in charge now are just a royal pain, and they kind of stopped letting us use it. Us, I never was really involved. And so then they redid it where they had the public beach, and of course that's 1/10 the size of the prime real estate that Camp of the Woods has on the big beach. And so people would fly in there or Moffett Beach campsite, or, you know, you had a shuttle bus running from the airport for the land plane, and the radio club did communications and coordination of that, and that worked for a couple of years, and then a combination of things, high gas prices, and the last one, it was just a miserable rainy weekend besides, but so they're trying to redo that, so, you know, that's that weekend, and so there you go. I mean, you know, that's all the weekends in June, and then the 4th of July, we got a parade. But everywhere has praise, but in Speculator, they kind of, we don't really do much, but they've asked us to do radio for that, you know. Then I think there's a weekend I don't have anything specific, and then the next one is the Paseco Triathlon, and it's just, you could tie up forever, every possible weekend, if you want, especially if you want to travel a little bit, or volunteer for more stuff. You could be doing ham stuff solidly every Saturday and Sunday, probably every day of the year, but certainly every day in the, you know, late spring and summer and early fall. It's just too much. Sometime we're going to try to have a picnic, a Northern New York Amateur Radio Association picnic.
you know, I mean, it's just endless. But this thing's not, it, you know, I mean, it might be worth doing just to, you know, to do it, get it over with. You know, as long, seeing as how I'm the section emergency coordinator, maybe it would be good. And, you know, maybe if you're lucky, it won't be the nicest weekend. You won't feel you're missing too much. KC2WI.
So, well, that's the key right there. You know, you probably got to pre-register. And you've had some weekend, well, would be good for the Rochester Hamfest, but the weather was just really iffy and overcast and drizzly and temperatures weren't the greatest, but then you can say, well, I'm not doing anything and it's better than...
Yeah, no, it's just endless, and that's what I like to do. I'm really glad I got out this last weekend when it was really nice, you know, the pre-bug, pre-people, and you know, if I had to go to Long Lake and, you know, and all this stuff, but really if I had planned it a little more, and my parents' anniversary was Friday and Mother's Day and all that, but, you know, and who knows what the weather was going to be, but what I should have done was plan a little farther ahead, put my camping gear in the car, and after the meeting there on Saturday, I should have stayed up there and camped overnight. It was beautiful. And, you know, pretty soon the window of opportunity on camping without bugs is probably over. You know, until August. And then you don't have the black flies and the mosquitoes die down some, and the deer flies, but they don't seem to be too bad when you're camping. But, you know, June is probably not really the time you want to be out unless you, you know, you got to have